Hey everybody, it's Wade again, and Wade for Wireless, and I wanted to give you a word out in the tower, you know, just give you some street news, I guess, tower news, whatever you want to call it, and just been looking around for some things that may interest you. First off, there was a safety climb failure. I didn't see this anywhere but Wireless Estimator, but, you know, Craig has his way of getting information, but apparently a guy was coming down off a tower. I don't know how high he was, but at how high he was climbing down from is roughly a 250-foot tower. But around the 50-foot mark, he slipped on one of the climbing pegs, and he had his cable grab on, and it didn't catch. A guy was severely hurt. He slipped down about 50 feet. So what OSHA did, oh, and he's seriously injured. He's in the hospital. This happened a little while ago. So it was on a Crown Castle site. So what OSHA did, OSHA came out to investigate, I should say. And they went down there and they realized the cable on the cable grab had marks on it, like it did try to grab and it just wouldn't catch. And it was one of those things where they're trying to figure out whether the cable grab device failed. Now, the cable grab device, according to the company, was you know, fairly new. It was in good condition, and it should have worked, obviously. I know when you're coming down, they grab, you know, in the awkward times, you're trying to get down. But, yeah, for whatever reason, the fall arrest didn't work. So it's very frustrating that he just couldn't get it down. And it was on a Crown Castle site. So I don't know whether it was a cable, faulty cable, the cable grab was failed, but you don't see safety equipment fail like this too often. So this is a big story, one that's worth tracking. Hey, by the way, a lot of people climb Crown Castle towers, but I heard Crown Castle doesn't really have a safety director or anything like that. I could be wrong. And here's how I found out. So I was talking to a tower climber that was working with Crown Castle. You know, they have all the requirements, so you get on there and you have to get certified. But they asked him, well, what's your safety policy? And according to the local Crown Castle guy where this is, I said, we don't worry about that. It's not our problem. He goes, well, I'm climbing for AT&T. I'd like to know the policies on your tower. And he goes, that's not our problem. That's AT&T's problem. We could care less. I mean, he just had a nonchalant attitude about it. So if any of you guys know anything about that, or can corroborate it, can let me know, you know, just what's going on, I'd appreciate it. Put it in the feedback in this post or send me an email. I'm going to send this out in my my email list. And this post I'm not going to really promote. This is just for, you know, people that really follow me. I just wanted to get some news out there for you guys. And an update. I'm going to be at the IWCE conferences, if you didn't know that by now, in the Tower Safety and Regulatory Compliance Roundtable. March 17th, I'll be in Vegas for 3 days. I'm going out Monday. I'm heading back Wednesday. Tuesday is the talk. So, the other thing is, again, Wireless Estimator. I guess I was reading a lot of that this week. Craig put out a couple posts, but according to him, tower climbing industry is 29,000 strong, which is way bigger than we thought it was. Everyone thought it was around 10,000 strong. And I have the link to the article in there, which I think you should read. It's well worth your time, but and I put this out on Facebook too. But my point is, 29,000 climbers. It would be nice if we could get everyone to unite. I know not everyone's a fan of the unions, but they should have more representation than just. I'm not going to bust on Nate here. I'm a fan of Nate, but Nate represents the company owners. All we have representing the climber's safety is we have Nate doing their part. We have OSHA doing their part, and OSHA's your friend. OSHA's your friend. They'll say it again. OSHA's your friend. And, you know, the Department of Labor doing what they can. And believe it or not, the FCC's stepping in to really help out, like with TIRAP. So, and it was, I welcome the FCC stepping in. They know wireless better than anybody, you know. Obviously, that's their job. So they're making a lot of money with the auctions. Of course, they don't get to keep any of it. And, you know, that cost is to the carriers, and the carriers will charge us more for cell phones and so on. Anyway, speaking of OSHA, OSHA handed out a $114,000 fine to Sherwood Tower Service. And why, you're probably asking. Thomas Lucas of Toledo was out in Stockton, California. And Sherwood Tower Service, they paint towers, basically. you know, they have tower climbers that paint. So I have a bunch of links in there with a bunch of articles. It's a $114,000 fine. I have a link in there that actually is the citation on OSHA's website. And the reason I put this in there is because I want you guys to see that they consider this a willful violation because Sherwood did not provide the proper safety equipment to this guy. Now, there's a lot of opinions on this because some people will say, oh, well, he should have known better. He should not have climbed and this and that. And I get it, right? I get what you're saying. But here's the way I see it. Just so you know, when you run into something like this, this guy's probably been doing this for a long time. He's probably very confident in the tower. And it's just one of those deals where he probably just didn't think it would be a big deal going up because he's probably done it 100 times. And that's how you get. You get a false sense of security, which we call confidence or overconfidence. Now, I don't know why I wasn't tied off, but I think the point with this citation is that OSHA didn't just look at the climber and say, oh, he should have tied off. He's negligent. Because that's what we hear a lot in the industry, okay? However, this time they looked beyond that. OSHA's starting to really look into these things. They're starting to really understand that these workers are going to do what they can to earn a living. And for all you guys out there that say, that's not right, so tell me you never climbed when you thought you shouldn't have, right? I mean, can you guys honestly say that? Can you guys honestly say, well, I never climb unless it's absolutely positively 100% safe and I'm prepared? Some guys are like that, and that's great. But sometimes you don't know till you're in the air. Sometimes you just want to get the job done. Sometimes you take what you have and you make the best of it to save on time and money. So whether you guys like that or not, that's sort of how it is. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying that's how it is. Not passing judgment here. But, you know, I've done a lot of things on some crazy towers just to get the job done. Would I do it now? A little wiser, a little older, and maybe that's why they keep asking the young guys to climb because they'll take chances. Or maybe that's why they bring people like us in, like the older people, because we know what to do and what not to do. But $114,000 fine. I don't know if they'll contest or not. This is fairly, you know, recent news, so we'll see what happens. So keep an eye out for some articles there. Again, I have stuff and I have all kinds of articles. We'll wait and see what happens. And more news on OSHA. OSHA is having a stand down week. It's coming up on May 4th to May 15th. And which seems to me is more, that's a little more than a week, isn't it? That's more like it's more like 11 days. Anyway, maybe I wrote that down wrong. Well, anyway, the reason I'm bringing that up is because, no, it is May 4th through May 15th. I thought that's a little more than a week. What's up with that? Anyway, sorry. It just hit me, you know, I was busy all morning. So anyways, for all of you that think stand down week is literally where you don't work for a week, that's not it. I mean, really, read the paperwork. What they want you to do is just take a few minutes each day and appreciate, you know, what you should be looking for and refresh your skills and so on. And I have some tips in the blog there, but, you know, take a little extra time. If you have the time, practice rescue. I would personally, I think you should take a day and just practice rescue with your workmates. I think maybe you should review your OSHA 10 handbook, maybe practice CPR or first aid training, or at least talk about it. Look through your kits, update your gear, inspect all your gear and your tools and your rope. It's a good time for that. You know, take some time and look over their FAQ PDF that I have the link in there. Well, it's not a PDF, but it's a website. But the frequently asked questions, they give you more information about what to do, what to look for. You can contact OSHA. OSHA is going to have events, which they didn't list any yet, but I'm telling you now early so you guys can plan for it. Maybe take a day at a tower and practice rescue, or maybe you can work for 4 to 6 hours and take 2 hours and maybe rescue someone at the end of each day, or maybe just take that extra 10 minutes at the toolbox meeting, the tailgate meeting, and just discuss something you don't normally discuss about safety, about rescue, about first aid, about CPR, about OSHA regulations. Maybe get some updates, you know, maybe just talk about this and look at what OSHA has to offer. I'm just throwing it out there. I just think it's a good thing. I'm really glad that OSHA is going out of their way to for this awareness. So that's how you should look at it. You should look at it as public awareness. All right. Hey, the last thing I got is Nate United. Anyone going to Nate United? It's down in Lake Buena Vista, Florida this year, and I wish I were going. And I just wanted to give a shout out to LBA because they're going to give RF safety awareness class. So, I mean, really, I live in the Northeast. I'm in Pennsylvania. And today it's -1. Now it's early here. You know, it'll probably get all the way up to 10 today. Just cold. And I would love to be in Lake Buena Vista, Florida right now, but it's not going to work out. So anyway, Nate United, big deal. LBA is going to be given an RF safety awareness class there. So I think it's very relevant. So anyone that can make it, make it. All right. Hey, I want you guys to be safe, be smart, and look out for each other out there. All right. Remember, be safe, be smart, pay attention to what you're doing, follow the plan, and you will probably have to deviate from the plan. So don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. All right. All right, guys. Hey, everyone. Take care. I said guys. I mean guys and gals. I should just say people. Hey, people. But really, be safe. Be smart. And don't go crazy. And if you don't look out for each other, who will?